Welcome back to Maritime Morning. I'm Jordy Morgan. For regular listeners of the program, you know that we talk about prescription drug abuse and have been talking about this for the last couple of years. It's become more in focus since Amy Graves actually took up the cause following the death of her brother to prescription drugs. And she's been an advocate in the Annapolis Valley of ensuring that more people are aware of the dangers of prescription drugs and that the Nova Scotia government actually takes some action and ensuring that people are educated and that law enforcement is doing what is necessary to try to curb the abuse of prescription drugs in our communities. Well, she's holding a little session at the Berwick Lions Hall coming up on the 23rd of August, along with MLA Leo Glavine, who represents the area up and around Berwick in Kings County of Nova Scotia. And Amy Graves joins us on the phone this morning to talk about what she's up to now. Hello, Amy.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. I understand that you're going to have a session about prescription drug abuse at the Berwick Lions Hall, but it seems to me that you would much rather see this going on in our schools than at the Lions Hall. So tell me a little bit about what it is that you're trying to push forward here.
Most definitely. Early last year in the summer, well, last summer, I guess it was a year ago, I started questioning the education department, saying, you know, are you going to update what you offer for drug education? Because of right now, everything I've been sent by the department and everything I've heard from parents, students, and teachers, there's not one lick of prescription drug abuse talk. There's illicit drugs, there's alcohol, but no prescription drugs. And when you look at the statistics in the Annapolis Valley of people reaching out for help to addiction services, there was a study done last year where over 40% of the people looking for help were prescription drug users and only 11% were illicit. So I really feel like the education system needs to update for what's going on today and not what was going on 15 years ago.
So what is it that you're hearing from the Department of Education? There is a video that you've been promoting called Overtaken. Mm-hmm. This has been apparently shown in Florida schools over the past year or so and has had some good response. How did the Nova Scotia Department of Education respond to this when you asked them if they could use that as an educational tool?
In January, I submitted it to the department, and they reviewed it, and they came back to me, I believe it was March, and they completely kiboshed it. Some of the statements they made were only a small percentage of Nova Scotia high school students abuse prescription drugs. Therefore, we don't feel that this represents our substance abuse patterns, which is simply untrue in itself. And, I mean, what percentage of Nova Scotia high school students use pre-calculus down the road and other things? I mean, you don't only teach what people are going to use right at that moment in time. You know, you're supposed to be setting up these kids to make good choices for the rest of their lives. And even if the kids that are passing away, let's say the majority are 19 and 20 and they graduated already, I mean, you could have caught them a few years before and maybe prevented them from making an uninformed decision. So.
Here's the quote that you posted on your website. Is this is what they wrote to you, was it?
Yeah, just one of many quotes.
All right, I want to read this because I think this is shocking. Mm-hmm. I think it is shameful and it is shocking, and somebody should be held to account for this. It says, while the video may be targeted at youth, our evaluators felt it is not reflective of local substance abuse patterns. Only a very small percentage of high school students abuse prescription drugs, and the video has no meaningful discussion of the role of alcohol in their problematic substance abuse. So what they're saying here is that because this video doesn't deal with mixing alcohol and prescription drugs, and there are only a few high school students who are abusing it, that this is not a dialogue that's worth having in high school?
That's the gist that I got from it, and I wonder if they even watched the video, because it does specifically discuss alcohol's role many times. It discusses marijuana's role. It discusses ecstasy, but it also includes prescription drugs, which is what we're missing from the stuff we currently have in our curriculum.
What is it that they are using in their current curriculum? Do they address prescription drugs in terms of any of the dialogue that's happening within high schools at all?
Not that I know of. I mean, I have yet to hear of any seminars or any discussions or let's say even a class day about prescription drug abuse, unless I have been personally asked by a teacher, which I have. I've gone to Chester Middle School. I presented to their whole grade 7, the whole grade 7 class at Chester Middle School. I've been asked to go to New Ross. I did a presentation at West Hants Education Center in Windsor. So if these teachers and principals are looking for information and somebody to help them, there's obvious a need for them to be educated as well.
How many young people have died in this province in the last couple of years because of prescription drug abuse that you're aware of?
Oh, I wish I had that statistic. You know, they probably don't want to give it out, but I know that the medical examiner just on the radio on CBC Info Morning a month ago, he said that 56 people in Halifax alone in HRM have died in 2 years to prescription drug abuse.
Okay. There's not that many, not a very high percentage of young women get pregnant in high school. I'm sure the percentage is low, but that doesn't mean that there shouldn't be a discussion of sex ed.
I totally agree. And, you know, there's always that argument, well, they're going to do it no matter what, and there's always going to be those people that choose to make bad choices. But it's just like, say, sex, you know. If you don't give them the tools to do it properly or at least know the choices they're making, then they're more likely to make bad decisions. Like, I use my brother as an example. Who knows, he might have made a different choice if he knew that mixing alcohol and opiates could kill you. I was in high school 7 years ago, sorry. And talking to students now, nothing's changed. When I was in high school, you learned you had the DARE program. You had a police officer come in and say, this is cocaine, this is what it'll do to you, this is ecstasy, this is what it can do to you, this is hash, and they go through the whole thing. Not once did I ever have anybody come into a classroom and say, this is OxyContin, this is Dilaudid, this is methadone. If you take it and you don't have a prescription, you can die. Even if you have a prescription and you mix it with alcohol or, you know, just you can die, you can overdose. And if you live, you can be permanently disabled for the rest of your life. Nobody ever said that.
This has been identified by the RCMP on my program and with you as perhaps the most serious emerging drug abuse problem in our society. And the Nova Scotia Department of Education says that a short video that actually deals with it doesn't line up with how they feel statistically people are abusing drugs in high school?
Yes. I mean, they gave an example. They said at the end of this letter, we would even rather use the unwasted commercial that was made by Nova Scotia government last year. And actually, that commercial is already out of date because the drug they use is OxyContin, which now has been taken off the market and replaced with OxyNeo, which is harder to abuse. It's harder to crush. You can't dilute it to inject it. And it's also not on any of the Nova Scotia formularies anymore. So that's your other option, an old, out-of-date commercial, which is the problem we're in right now.
tell me about this film a little bit, just briefly. We only have a minute or so. What does this film do? What does it cover?
Oh, well, it's all real-life experiences. People of all ages, all ethnicities, all walks of life, talking about how drugs affected them and the road it led them down and just the societal effect. I mean, how it affected their families, their sports, their prom, stuff like that. And it covers all types of drugs, not just prescription drug abuse, and it does cover alcohol. It opens the door for good discussion with parents, teachers, and students. And like I said, it gives students the proper education they need to know that if they do try these things or they mix alcohol and prescription drugs or even take a prescription drug without a prescription, there are consequences, and these are some of the examples of the consequences.
Amy, I think that it behooves us to get somebody from the Department of Education to answer for this on our program and to get an understanding of why they don't feel that that is a useful thing to do. But in the interim, you're having a little session with Leo Glavine, your MLA, in Berwick on the 23rd of August?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so that's next week at 7 o'clock. And I take it that that's open to the public. Who are you inviting to go to this?
Most definitely. It's open to the whole public. We're going to be showing the movie Overtaken, so everyone will have a chance to see it for their own eyes and decide whether they think this is a useful tool to Nova Scotia students. I've invited every principal, vice principal, teacher that I could track down emails for in the Annapolis Valley and across Nova Scotia.
Is there a cost to showing this film, or do they have to pay royalties or what?
No, actually, I am good friends with the producers who made the film in Florida. We're in contact regularly. We met through the film. I tracked these people down a year ago to figure out who they were. It's two mothers who lost their sons to prescription drug abuse. They made this documentary in memory of their teenage sons.
So there's no cost to the Department of Education to use it.
It's $10 per DVD. So it would be one shot. If they bought a DVD for each school, it'd be $10 a school, and they could use that DVD for however long they took care of it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll look into this and see if we can figure out why they are resistant to showing this stuff. We appreciate you taking some time to talk to us this morning again, Amy, and look forward to hear how this goes.
Thanks so much for your time.
You bet. Amy Graves joining us on the phone this morning. I don't know. We'll take a break. Be back in a couple of minutes. Rim and Bedford laying off 95 people this week. $13 million went to them for putting these jobs into Nova Scotia. Kevin Lacey says we should really be looking at corporate welfare and how it's actually being doled out in this province. A little bit later on, we'll be talking about Nova Scotia Power in front of the UARB to get some more cash from you and me to backstop their pensions. That's all coming up on Maritime Morning.